Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our good friend Jim Donovan. Jim is the author of Handbook to a Happier Life and Don't Let an Old Person Move into Your Body. Jim, tell us how we can find your books, you, and all the other stuff.
Well, you can find me and everything else about me and all of my books at jimdonovan.com, JIMDONOVAN.com. And if you sign up for my newsletter, you get a free gift.
Jim's Gems, right?
Jim's Gems.
Yeah.
Doing that for 21 years.
I know. You are my inspiration for my own weekly newsletter. Jim Donovan, folks, and I are talking about the economy. How's it doing? How are you getting? Are you getting your share? Is your design the right design for the kind of performance you need to get out of your business? One of the things that's happening, Jim, right now, is customers have new expectations. They expect you to be where you are. They expect you to be on Main Street, so to speak. They expect you to have products, and you know, so they can come in and buy from you. That hasn't changed. If you're a Main Street business, whether you're business to business or business to consumer, whatever, they expect you to have all the traditional things they've always thought you should have. But now they want you to. They're expecting you to do some other things. They expect you to make your information available to them online. They're expecting you to be handy to them on their mobile device. They're expecting you to. They're expecting to be able to if they don't know you, if they haven't heard of you before, they're just finding out about you. They expect to be able to go and find out what other people are saying about you. These are all new age of the customer expectations, aren't they, Jim?
Oh yeah. Yeah, not only that, not only do they expect that, they're doing it. They're doing it whether you like it or not. There's a dialogue going on online about you or your business.
And see, there's something, Jim, I call the moment of relevance, which is where they're looking for what I just said, what Jim and I've been talking about. If they don't find it from you, then you fail the moment of relevance because there are people who are making that available to them, and they're just going to go over and do business with them. And, Jim, what's scary is they're making those decisions before you even know they exist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, this whole thing is happening in the background. It's not. Nobody's checking in with you at first.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's asking permission to do this.
So talk to us about some of the ways that we meet these expectations.
Well, I think, let me use myself as an example because I tend to experiment on myself anyway. You know, one of the things I'm looking at toward going into the next year is really tightening down my whole social media plan and really putting it together so that it's working in a cohesive way. And a big part of that for me is going to be video. I think there are a lot of businesses that could be taking advantage of video in some way, shape, or form. The biggest one that comes to mind is restaurants. I mean, show me your kitchen. Show me somebody cooking something. Yeah, I read something the other day that 30% of all data on the Internet right now is video.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
I wouldn't be surprised. And here's the other thing. Google loves video.
Oh, they just absolutely love video because they're number one. They have YouTube.
Well, yeah, but the spiders love video.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I found something out the other day that if I took a transcription of my video and I put it in the captions box, they will index that.
Mm-hmm.
They'll index every word of what I say on the video.
Mm-hmm.
You have to manually do it. It was one of the little tips I got from someone.
Is that right? Yeah. That's a good point.
A video newsletter.
That's a good point. So you're saying in the captions, in YouTube, there's a captions place so you can drop the whole...
Yeah, you can just paste in your entire, or you can actually upload your entire transcription from your video.
Right.
So if you're talking about a product or using keywords, or you're going to just get a little more buzz from that. You get a little more what my Internet buddies call
right.
link juice.
So these are the kinds of things, folks. And see, then what you do is that there are several things you can do to make yourself more relevant. You can do what Jim says, do these videos, which helps you to come up a little higher on the search, but primarily what you're interested in as a Main Street small business. You're interested in the local search aspect of this, right, Jim? You don't care about being number one in a global search. You want to be number one or two or on the first page in the local search.
You want to dominate local search. You do that with customer reviews on your Google Place page, reviews on your Google Plus page, or your Facebook page. That's the other thing, is you start engaging people. Your Facebook page is a place where I can come and I can talk to you.
Right.
Without driving down the street, and you can come back to me. We can have a dialogue, and you can get a lot of data from that. You can find out what I'm looking for. What do I need?
Right.
Or in the case of a video, let's say I just put together a desk chair I picked up over the holiday, over Black Friday. I bought a new desk chair. And it's, I want to just assemble it yourself. I don't love doing that, but it was the only way I could get it home. So I got this thing here, and I'm fighting. The instructions were pretty good. I got it in Staples, and I give them credit. They did a great job on the instructions. A video would have been really handy. And I'd just say, go here, and we'll show you in a video step-by-step how we do this.
Right.
It would have saved me a lot of fumbling around with a couple of the parts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a simple solution. So if you have a mechanical thing that you do, a product that requires assembly or some good way to use it, or what's the best way to do this or that, start teaching me stuff about your business, about your products. Teach me why I should be doing business with you. Whether you do it in video, you do it in a blog post, whatever, and then you start integrating all of that and sharing that around the different
These
places.
Are all parts, these are all things, folks, about becoming relevant to the new customer expectations. And, Jim, a lot of customers are still old-fashioned, and they don't necessarily require this, but more and more they are. And if your business is eroding, your performance is eroding 1-2% a year, that's what's happening. You're losing, some of the new opportunity. Hey, Jim, give us that website again, please.
That's Jim Donovan, JimDonovan.com.
Thanks for being
here. You're right. That's the whole thing. Instead of blaming the economy, start blaming yourself. Take responsibility.
Looking at yourself. Look in the mirror. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time. Jim Donovan, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.